After seeing Layli, the wife of his cousin Fazil, Farzad was extremely out of sorts. Even though it had been 3 years since he stopped talking to Fazil and hadn't allowed him to get close to him, it was obvious that Fazil was still an important person for him. They had spent their childhood and youth together. Men who have had such an experience with their male cousins or any other kind of male relative understand this type of close relationship and friendship. No matter how long they don't see each other, or even if they've had a fight, they forget everything as soon as they make up. And once again, they start to be friends and kind towards each other. But right now, Farzad, in addition to this feeling of being upset about his cousin having gotten married to a woman who, as he said, was so untrustworthy, he also had another even stronger feeling. He was absolutely certain that their presence among his family wasn't something that he liked. It was his concern, and because he loved his family, that forced him to flee the house and go to Sharam's house, using the excuse of having to buy fruit. I usually see the glass as half full with regards to Farzad, and I absolutely hate those men who are indifferent regarding these things that threaten their families. Thank God Farzad isn't an indifferent man.
Hey, don't throw it. It took 3 serious hours for us to clean this house.
Oh, I just can't believe it, that the guy did something so stupid. What the hell were you thinking, you stupid idiot, for you to go and marry that girl?
Man, don't throw them! They're coming tomorrow to give me my prize. They'll be recording it, so don't make the house dirty.
That girl is officially a con artist. I mean, do you know what kind of file she has at court?
What kind of file does she have? No, I don't know at all. She must have a big file.
She doesn't only have one file. Back then, I went and investigated her. She's got a ton of complaints, but none of them have any evidence against her to be able to throw her in prison. Look at what a genius con artist she is.
The truth is that these kinds of people are geniuses. They're different from normal people.
I just can't believe it.
Ah! Don't throw them! Hey, man, believe it. On your mother's life, believe it. You won't believe it until you've turned the house into a garbage dump, right? Believe it, my brother.
You mean I have to believe that Fazil really did such a stupid thing?
Yes, believe that he has done such a hugely stupid thing and he's got a baby on the way.
Oh, I just can't believe it. This one, I just can't believe at all. I mean, come on, even a complete lunatic wouldn't have done what he's done.
No, I won't give you any sunflower seeds. Until you believe it, I won't give you any more.
Well, that's just it. It's this careless attitude and ignoring the things he does that has ruined our lives. A friend, an acquaintance, a relative, someone we know makes a mistake, and we just walk by indifferently and say, what's it got to do with us? It's not our place to meddle. And then this is
Look
what happens.
Look at how he spouts philosophically for a fistful of sunflower
Sharam,
seeds.
Sharam, give me that. You can see I'm in a bad mood right now, and you want to play games. Give that to me.
I won't give it. I've got guests.
Come on. Give that thing to me. Come on. Give it to me.
Oh. Layli, dear, look at what I found. Sunflower seeds.
Oh, thank you so much. I really had a craving for some.
Are there any plates over there?
Yes. Fazil, it's not right. Why do you go into other people's cabinets?
Oh. Other people's house. Listen to what she's saying, sister. She says other people's house. Of course you should give her the right. When relatives never see each other, this is what happens. Am I wrong?
Yes, no way, no. Our house is your house. You should feel it.
Thank you.
Hey, sister. Layli hasn't seen those times with me and Doctor and how close we were to each other. Mm. Well, then during these 2 months that we've been married...
You've only been married 2 months?
No way. What 2 months? We've been married for a year. We've been living together for 2 months.
Yeah, well, what did I say?
Mm. Yeah, you mistakenly said we got married 2 months ago.
No, we got married a year ago. Now, well, during this year... Here, put it in here. Put it in here, Mum. Put the shells in here. During this year that we've been married, well, we never came here. We never came to see you, and you didn't see us. So, Layli's got the right to feel like a stranger. Layli, you see this sister of mine? She's such a kind and wonderful lady. She's such... Such a kind lady. She's one of a kind in this world.
He's always saying that. He sings your praises every day.
Yes, he's very kind to us, he is.
No, ma'am, what being kind? It's the truth. You have to speak the truth. It wouldn't be bad if you let me eat a few of those. By the way, where's Farzad? I saw that you had everything in the fridge. Give him a call and ask him why he's taking the trouble for no reason.
No, it's no trouble, but I should go and give him a call and see what's taking him so long. I'll be right back.
No problem.
Fazl, they're salty. I don't like it.
But it tastes so good. It tastes good. Salty is good. Hold this in your hand.
No, I'll get tired.
You'll get tired? You'll really get tired if you hold this in your hand.
Give it to me!
Shiva, Farzad hasn't come downstairs yet. No, I'm going to go and get him. They're not going to be leaving anytime soon. So what does the woman look like?
Both of them are the same thing. Just forget about it, man. Let's get started.
She looks good. Okay, she's pretty, but she's very
Farzad said that hurt. They know it alls. Look, you need to somehow get rid of them so they leave. It's better if they're not involved in your life.
I know that, but what can I do? He's Farzad's cousin, so he needs to come and get rid of her. Let me go and see if he's downstairs.
All right, Shiva.
Huh?
You want me to come up with another game for your children? My skin is going to be ruined like this.
Oh, goodness. You're right. I'm sorry. Look, the whole thing is Farzad's fault. Nima had the habit of drawing on the walls when he was little, so in order to make sure the landlord wouldn't protest, he sacrificed his face for the walls. Come on, I'll show you the
pictures
album.
Of it.
Most of them. Once I come back, I'll show
you. You show me.
As you know, the fans weren't very happy with the team during this game.
They're a really nice family.
They're the best.
I hope you'll be just like your cousin. It's obvious that he's a real family man.
Yeah, he is. He really is. Look, you want me to put on a movie? We can watch until they come back?
Oh, so just like me, you don't think they'll be coming back for a long time?
No, in fact, I think they'll be showing up in a few minutes. When they come back, I want the atmosphere to seem natural, so that they don't think we've been offended.
Like we've really been offended. Of course, I was a little bit offended. What's it mean? I'm the new bride of the family? Now, if we're going to throw a party for me, that doesn't mean that they should just ignore me.
Lily, when my mum and dad go back to Australia, we'll throw a big party and we'll invite Farzad and Shiva.
Farzad?
Yes?
I want a house that's aristocratic, a mansion, just like your dad's. He's got a lovely place. I simply cannot live in one of these tiny little apartments.
Then you'll have to win over my dad's heart.
Oh, the only way to win over your dad's heart is for you to get married to Sanam.
No, we've got a winning card. My dad would love to have grandchildren.
Well, if your dad is satisfied with this winning card, then why did we run away?
Well, then there's an easier way. Why would we pick the hard way? Look, during these 2 months that you're supposed to be pregnant, you'll be able to put up with it. Huh? Maybe my dad will want to stay for the 2 months to see his grandchild.
Oh, goodness. No! I'm suffocating from the heat. It's like one of those weight loss wraps.
Well, take it off for a few minutes before they come back.
No way. If they come, we'll be given away. Did you find a movie?
Yeah, I've chosen a couple. Why don't you come pick one?
Randomly.
No. They'll eventually get tired and then they'll leave on their own.
Oh, you're very optimistic. He's brought his wife here so his parents don't see her. His plan is for Layli to stay here for a few days.
Oh, no way. Not that damn Layli. I mean, if I conspire with him, how will I be able to look my uncle in the eyes in future?
Well, just call your uncle and tell him everything.
What kind of suggestion is that? If his dad finds out, then he'll do something to Fazl and then we'll be blamed. His mum will never, ever forgive us.
Shiva, can you go and tell them? Tell them I'm on shift at the hospital, please.
Oh, really? Is it a good thing that it was just an hour ago that he was laughing at your flyer and making fun of you?
Shut it! Tell them I'm at work and I'm not answering my phone and you don't know
and
where I am.
What's the point of that?
What's the point? Well, they're not idiots. Even if he doesn't care about anything at all, the woman will get offended and then they'll pack up and leave.
The people that I saw aren't the type of people to get offended at all. They're exactly the same anyhow. I think they lied about something.
What?
They've only been married for 2 months.
Who cares how many months? What's it to us?
Well, his wife is at least 7 months pregnant, you know.
Well, if that's the case, then my uncle won't calm down until he's spilled that joke's blood.
No, I don't know. Then afterwards they said no. They've been married for a year. I don't know. Forget about it. I just said something. Just forget.
I hope to God it's really been a year. I hope to God it's really been a year. Shiva.
Hmm?
Go and do something for them to leave. Look, I'm not going to go downstairs. I can't go downstairs anymore. I won't go back to that house as long as they're here. On the other hand, I'm not the type to kick a guest out of my house. You go and do something for them to leave on their own. Please, please, Shiva, please.
Listen, should I go to Kusadasi?
I doubt you even know what grade your daughter is.
Things you say, ma'am.
What did he say?
The dad said...
Dad, can I come to Canada with you?
Yes, my darling, of course.
Okay, let's go then.
Hey, sister, come sit down.
Please,
look, it's a really
on,
good movie.
Please go and get back to
go
work.
Go get your wages.
Tea, something to munch on, nuts, do you want something?
No.
We've got everything.
Well, usually a person isn't comfortable with a male doctor.
Why be uncomfortable? Don't we have enough female doctors?
Does he want to get together with her?
But Parry's looked into it. She's an expensive doctor.
If we women don't have faith in each other, then how can we expect anything from men?
Ma'am, don't worry about it at all.
Is it possible not to worry?
Yes, yes, it is. I myself know. My sister gave birth in her 7th month of pregnancy and her
I thought your generation had become extinct.
What 7th month?
Are we dinosaurs then?
You're very kind. There aren't many kind people left anymore, and I haven't seen a kind person for a long time. I'm so happy that I've become family with you.
Actually, it's very kind of you, but that's not how it is. We just try to keep up appearances, that's all.
In fact, I say we shouldn't try to pretend, Shiva dear. I'm really sorry, but I don't know if I have permission to call you by your first name.
Yes, no problem. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Shiva dear, I want to go upstairs and have a talk with Farzad.
No, Farzad went out and now he'll be right back.
Look, if I talk to him, he'll come to terms with things more easily. Right now, he hates me. He's got the right... Well, he's got the wrong impression about me. About both of us. I want to go and tell him that we're not those dangerous charlatans that he thinks that we are.
Now that you brought up the subject yourself, then let me ask you.
Hmm?
You married Fazil because of his father's money, right?
Yes. In your opinion, what does he have that would make a woman like him? Apparently nothing.
You became his wife only because of his father's money?
No, don't be mistaken. I've only got close to him because of his father's money, so I could make him like me. And, well, I was successful. But when I was saying yes to his marriage proposal, I did have feelings for him.
Uh-huh.
Even though I don't know myself why I have feelings for him.
I had read somewhere that intelligent people are more honest than normal people. They don't ruin their reputation for unimportant things.
Convince Farzad to let me talk to him.
Lily? Guess what text message my dad sent me?
Oh, has it been cancelled?
No. He texted that they're in Dubai right now, and they'll be flying to Iran in an hour. Oh. Oh. It's starting...
Oh. I can't believe it, Fazal.
I'm really sorry, but one second. You mean you're happy that they are coming here?
No, we're not happy. We're excited.
It's a really stressful moment, sister. My hands are shaking.
Tell Fazal I want to talk to him.
I never thought I'd be in this situation.
I'm willing to bet none of you have ever seen such strange creatures from up close. It was the first time I was seeing people act like this in such a difficult and life-defining moment. When I put myself in their situation for 1 second, the only feelings I have are concern and fear. They're either crazy or they're living life extremely well.
Where is Farzad right now, sister?
We could have very easily have gone to a hotel or have gone to one of our friends' houses, but we came here. Why?
Why? Really, why?
Well, the reason's simple. It's because we didn't have money to go to a hotel. It's been 2 months that Fazel's father has cut off his monthly allowance, and he said that until Fazel agrees to marry that girl, he won't be getting any more money. We also couldn't go to a friend's house because we don't have any friends. We don't have any friends we can trust and tell our secrets to. But none of this is the reason that we came here. Don't you want to know what the reason is we came here?
Yes. In fact, I really would like to know why it is that you've come here.
To take advantage.
Oh, that's it, that's it. Now you're getting somewhere. Good thing you've confessed it yourself. I'm so very happy that you've confessed that you have come here for something in particular. I'd like to know, what opportunity did you see that made you come here?
In your opinion, is it bad to take advantage?
So you think it's good to take advantage of a situation?
Is taking advantage bad or the situation?
Look, now you're just playing with words, and I'm not in the mood to play these kinds of games. What happened? Are you all right?
No. The doctor told me not to move around too much. And not to get excited either. Today, thank goodness, I moved around a lot and I've been really excited. I hope nothing happens to my baby.
Did you have any problems in particular?
No. The doctor said it's possible for the umbilical cord to wrap around the neck of the fetus and choke it. If I get some rest, it'll be fine.
All right. Well, you just get some rest, okay? Don't move at all. Look, Layli, ma'am...
Anyhow, I was talking about taking advantage of a situation.
Go ahead.
Look, Fasad, taking advantage of a situation isn't necessarily always a bad thing, and especially if it's in order to make up and such things. During these 3 years, Fazel's always been looking for the opportunity to come and apologize to you and make up with you, you know? In addition to that, he believes that you're the most trustworthy person that he knows in the whole world.
He said that himself?
Oh, many times! He thinks of you like his own brother. He talks about you every single day.
Oh, well, I thought of him like my own brother, too. We grew up together, and we have thousands of memories together. I might have been able to forgive him, but your presence makes the situation a little bit more complicated, doesn't it?
You still haven't been able to forget that misunderstanding, right?
No, I haven't forgotten, because it wasn't a misunderstanding. You officially conned me.
Didn't Fazel tell you the reason afterwards? Didn't he tell you what a bind we were in?
Yes, yes. In fact, I became even more upset and angry when Fazel told me the reason. Ma'am, you wanted to embezzle money.
Oh, I didn't steal anything. No.
Do you even know what embezzle means, huh?
Yes, the general opinion is that embezzle means to steal.
Well, yes, the general opinion is good enough for me.
Oh, then let me give you an example of general opinion. In the general opinion, if one person saves another person's life, what do they call him? No, what would they say?
Well, there are many things they'd say. So what?
Do you know what would have happened if I hadn't entered Fazel's life? Farzad, you're the one that I'm telling this to. I don't want anyone else to know my husband's secret, and that's why I came to talk to you. Fazel and I, we're both wrongdoers. As you say, I was a thief. And Fazel was... he was addicted to crystal meth and destroying himself.
Ah!
Fazel's love made me become a new Layli and not commit any more wrong actions because it was important to Fazel. And my love caused Fazel to quit his addiction because it was important to me. We built a new life for ourselves because we were important to each other. I said that so you wouldn't worry too much about me being next to your cousin. Up until a couple of years ago, Fazel kept his distance from you, and he didn't want to make up with you at all. He loved you so much, but he didn't want you to find out he was an addict. He was ashamed. He was worried about his reputation. He was afraid you'd think less of him, and as soon as he quit, we came quickly to you. So is taking advantage of the situation, good or bad?
Thank you.
Oh, I was terrific, Fazil. I was terrific. I'm thinking about how I'll be able to control myself and not cry when he hugs you and cries his eyes out.
Well, don't control yourself. Let your tears flow.
Oh, it'll be bad for my baby. You have no idea what
I did. Tell me.
He was about to take the game in hand. Then I used this little one and grabbed the game back into my hands.
I love that little thing so much that he's becoming such a big help to his parents before he's even born.
All right now, don't get delusional.
Look, when you said I was an addict, did he get really upset?
A lot.
Oh.
He became so upset.
I wish I were dead. He must be really upset.
Oh, God forbid that you die.
Eventually, Fazad and Fazal made up with each other. And the main reason that it happened was Layli. I have to confess that I was gradually starting to like those two, even though I had 1,000 questions in my mind about their character. I had no other choice but to wait to get answers for my questions, but I had noticed one thing. Fazal and Layli loved life a lot, and this caused them to love each other that much as well. It's true when they say a person who doesn't love life can't love anyone else.
Let me answer, hold on.
No.
Let me answer the damn thing, then I'll come back. Yes, Mr. Jovenbach, what is it?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm fine, thanks. Sorry for disturbing you. I just wanted to make sure that you'll be coming tomorrow, right?
Yes. We'll definitely come to see you. The reason we weren't able to come and see you today was because the Deputy Minister was sick.
What time will you be here tomorrow?
Is 2 or 3 a good time for us to be there?
Yes, that's good. Thank you. 2 or 3 would be terrific. It's just if you, get lost a bit and weren't able to find this place, give me a call and I'll come and get you myself.
Yes, sure. I'll definitely do that. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Goodbye. So I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Goodbye.
How are you?
Huh?
I asked how you're doing.
I'm fine. At your service. You well?
We put you to a lot of trouble today.
No. The fruit? I didn't buy it.
Forget about it. Listen, Charm. In my opinion, you shouldn't take that prize too seriously. What a thing to do. The phone company would never give such a prize to a good customer.
Then how is it?
As far as I know, at most, they give you one day of phone calls for free. In my opinion, someone's playing a joke on you.
No. What joke, man? Do you know who called me right now, this very second?
Who? The Deputy Minister's office?
It was the Deputy Minister himself.
The Deputy Minister himself?
He called me himself, yeah. He called to apologize about not being able to come today.
He called you?
I was surprised at first, but yeah, he called me.
From his office?
From what office? No, from his cell phone. Here, this is his number. Look, check it out. He'll be coming here tomorrow at 2 or 3. If you're not doing anything, come here and you'll be in the video clip and people will see you. It'll be good.
Man, on your mother's life, don't keep making it so easy for me, or else I'll be forced to go all the way to the end and Fazad will find out and it'll be a huge mess for everyone.
Well, well, Fazal, the food is terrific.
I'll take some. It's delicious.
It's
look,
really
Fazal might have 1,000 bad traits, but his cooking is terrific.
Well,
it looks really wonderful. Delicious.
Thank you.
Delicious.
Thank you.
That's right, my relatives.
Oh, I'd better get going. My parents are arriving at the airport.
Let's go. I'll come and bring back your parents with you.
No, you don't need to come. Why aren't you eating anything, Layli? Go ahead and eat. Why are you playing with your food?
I'm full.
What do you mean you're full? The baby's hungry. It has to eat food.
No, it's full too.
No. It has to eat food.
I don't have any more room.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Don't give me a hard time. I can't.
Fazal.
Yes?
What are you going to do about your parents?
Me? Nothing. What can I do? Now, let's get through tonight, and we'll think of something tomorrow.
When did they make arrangements for the ceremony?
For tomorrow.
That's really soon. Why are they in such a rush?
Oh, goodness, they're in a real rush. They'll probably hold the wedding the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's done. And then Farzell's gone.
Please, try and be a bit more serious.
What for?
Well, the situation. If your dad insists on it and says you have to marry Sanam, what will you do?
Yeah, just think of it. When I'm supposed to get married to Sanam, you can come to the wedding ceremony and surprise everyone, right? Then you'll say, I'm Fazal's wife, and this is our baby.
Then what would you say? What would you do?
What can I do? I'll put my head down and say, this woman is right. Then all the guests will come out and throw their cakes in my face, and they'll say whatever comes out of their mouths to me.
No, you should accept it. You have to stand there and say, no, this woman is lying. She's a con artist and she's trying to blackmail me. No way, ma'am. Why are you doing this? Why are you playing with our reputation? You should fear God.
Well, I mean, forget it. It's better if you joke about it. When you're serious, it's really...
Listen, have the two of you ever thought about becoming actors? It wouldn't be bad.
Acting? I don't think I'm an actor, but in my opinion, if Layli becomes an actress, she'll win an Oscar in her first movie. Should I tell them? Look, one time we made plans to go and become beggars.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Should
go
I tell
ahead.
Them? Then we said whoever makes more money, the other one has to treat them to dinner that night. She collected 3 times the money I did.
Really?
Yes, but it had nothing to do with my acting. I tricked him.
You tricked me? How did you trick me?
Oh, you think I'm going to tell you?
On my life, tell me. On Fazal's life,
never.
Tell me. You know
never.
If I keep insisting, I'll get
Fazal,
a... On my
Fazal,
life, tell
Fazal.
Me how you tricked me. What?
You have the ceremony tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though I really believe that your parents have to know what's going on as soon as possible, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not prepared for it, and neither are you. So we'll have to sit down and think of a way to cancel the proposal ceremony.
I have a suggestion. I say you go to the proposal ceremony, but do something for the girl to say no to you.
No?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Now I keep saying that my sister's an idiot.
There's nothing there. Stop picking at it.
Oh, well, I should get going. It's getting late.
Yes, yes. Take care of yourself. Please go ahead.
The truth is, if it weren't for Sharam's proposal ceremony with Marjan, where we intended on doing something for Rostam to say no to Sharam, I never would have come up with that scheme. Later on, I realized that Layli and Fazal had come up with the same scheme. Therefore, with each other's help, we prepared Fazal for going to the proposal ceremony. I doubt you could find a girl who would say yes to such a suitor, unless she is really unique and extraordinary. And this was the final straw, or you could say the final cut for that unique and extraordinary girl.
Ah, good job, good job! Look at him!
Oh, it's wonderful.
I don't think it could be any better than this.
Really? They should be giving us a medal.
I've always said working as a group is the best. I thank each and every one of you brothers and sisters. I thank you.
You're welcome. It's no big deal.
You're
just
welcome.
Doing my duty.
And just, Bazel, try not to let your parents see until the last second so that doesn't hurt our collective artistic effort, okay?
You got it. I'll wait till we're outside the house. I'll actually wait till we're in the house.
No. You shouldn't be so cruel. Give your parents a chance to get their anger out so they can calm down. Look, it'll be much better if you start on the street, won't it?
Bazel,
what are you going to do about the flowers?
No way, sis. Taking flowers will belittle me. Let's not get
No, Fazal, you can't not get any. I say go to a park or a garden or something and pick a couple of flowers.
I say in order to make things right, we should consult with Sharam, shouldn't we? Uh-huh. We should. He's a real expert at these kinds of things. Yes?
I'm really ashamed to be saying this, but If I consult with Sharam, I think I'll be insulting myself. It'll be an insult to this entire honourable group.
Well, all right,
it'll be an insult to the honourable family.
If you don't
mind, I should be going now.
What are you planning on doing?
Look, you just have to be polite, okay? Before you light it, offer one to each and every one of them. Here you are.
You got it.
Take this.
If you don't mind, I'll be leaving now. If you'll excuse me...
Goodbye.
God be with you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
God be with you.
Goodbye. Wow.
Oh, why you? Give it to you.
Goodbye.
Wow.
What if that girl goes and says yes to him? It'll be so awesome. Well, I'm just saying it'll be exciting. It'll be really awesome to sit down and come up with the next scheme for the next phase, especially with such good teammates like you.
Now, I'm just asking, but are you one of those families that hold simple wedding ceremonies, or do you really go all out? Really? I always wanted to have a wedding in a garden. Oh my, no. No way. My answer is still no. I have no intention of getting married. No. Well, the reasons for it are my own business, Mr. Dalgosha. Yes, yes. Well, the wedding is important for every girl. What mistake have I made, Mr. Dalgosha? I just asked something for no reason. Excuse me, but I have to say goodbye now. All right, if you want to call, go ahead. It makes no difference to me, but my answer is still the same thing I've told you. Yes, thank you. Goodbye. The people you find these days. But if it happens, it'll be really great.
I don't know if this type of life is good or not. I mean, the life that people like Fazl and Layli have, that they don't really take life seriously at all. But I think that life is a lot more enjoyable for them than it is for everyone else. At least they have this talent of not getting upset over inconsequential things. Good for them.
In fact, I feel that these people understand life better than we do, and they take it more seriously. As they say, life only lasts 2 days. It's just like a short trip, but it's serious. Until this trip is serious for you, you don't try to be careful about each and every moment and not ruin the joys of this trip with useless worry and concern. You've come on a trip to have a good time, so enjoy it. Then when you're focused on your own enjoyment, you won't inconvenience anyone and you won't hurt anyone. Then you'll naturally become a good person.
Life is like weaving a rug, but it's not the design that you want. It's him who's come up with the design. In this situation, you're only the weaver. See the design well. Don't wait until the end and have them not buy the rug of your life.
It's true that love is purifying. When love comes into someone's life, it gets rid of all the impurities and imperfections. If this love is pure and true, it'll purify and make a new person out of you. There's nothing in this life that is a stronger cleanser than love. Good for every person who has or will experience true love.
Well? Well, nothing. My mom and dad blew up in that car.
Oh no, you poor thing. Are you serious?
Of course not. What are you thinking? Oh, hello.
Hello?
Oh, so what's happened?
The girl said yes. We're getting married in 3 days.
What should we do now?
We were all in shock from what had happened. None of us thought there was ever even a 1% chance that Sanam would say yes to Fazal's marriage proposal. As for myself, the situation had become a bit interesting, and I was curious to see how the story would end.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه ی تو خورشید و ما هم خونه ی تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون ور رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدیم Oh.